Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, eMlahleni 21. Deputy President Paul Mashatile alleged an attempt was made on his life. Mashatile says he was leaving an ANC-NEC meeting in Boksburg when a shot was taken at his convoy. He says he originally thought it was stones hitting the car.
When we got home, protectors said, no, the impact is too much. They want to take it for checking because a bulletproof windscreen is quite strong to be damaged. And that's why they are doing the investigation.
The N3 toll concession says a motorist should expect high traffic volumes along the N3 south and northbound directions towards Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. This as many travellers are returning home after the Easter weekend. The concession's chief operator, Tanya Dugra, says motorists can expect peak traffic from 10 a.m. this morning until 8 p.m. this evening.
Busy traffic volumes are expected on the N3 toll route from around 10 a.m. this morning and continuing until around 8 p.m. this evening. It is likely that the bulk of the traffic will be traveling in a northbound direction towards Gauteng, but road users should prepare for congestion and delays in both directions.
Minister of Justice Mamoloko Kobai says MK Party Secretary General Floyd Chivambu cannot be legally charged for attending an Easter service at Shepherd Bushiri's church in Malawi. South Africa is currently trying to get the pastor and his wife Mary extradited to stand trial on various charges. She did label the visit as a blatant disrespect to the legal system.
We can't afford South Africans to undermine the rule of law, to undermine their own justice system, your own country in another country. That's not patriotism. And surely for somebody like Floyd, I'm really disappointed. We appreciate what Mkhonto we Sizwe as a party has been able to do to distance themselves.
And Gaza's civil defense agency accused the Israeli military of carrying out summary executions in the killing of 15 rescue workers last month, rejecting the findings of an internal probe by the army. The medics and other rescue workers were killed when responding to distress calls near Gaza's southern city of Rafah, days into Israel's renewed offensive in the Hamas-run territory. The incident drew international condemnation, including concern about possible war crimes, from UN Human Rights Commissioner Volker Turk. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on News. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnuusdier. Die adjunct president Paul Mashatile beweer 'n poging op sy lewe is gemaak.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
Baby, like boom.